Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the Walking Leader podcast. My name is Dave Guerra. I am your host and I'm also the author of The Walking Leader, the 20 rules you can follow now to guide you down the path of leadership greatness in your organization. And how are you? Again, welcome to the second episode. And this episode, I want to take a step back. I know we went right into chapter 1 and do it to everyone. But I want to go back and talk about the introduction to the book because I think it kind of tells you where I'm coming from and it really lets you know where my mind was and is as to, the reason behind The Walking Leader and of course, next book, Great to Follow and We the Team. So let me read you the introduction. Many years ago, I was told this story, which may or may not be true, and is said to have been floating around since World War II. Here's the story. While United States Army General George S. Patton was holding a press conference, one reporter made the mistake of asking the general how the war was going. Without missing a beat and in true Patton form, it is said that the general responded, "If you want to know how the war is going, go to where the bullets are flying." That's a great story. I mean, pretty much it's terrific advice for any manager and leader, no matter what industry you find yourself working in, and the only way for anyone to get a first-hand account of how things are going is to get out there where things are happening. Walk among and talk with the men and women of the organization, especially to those that are not in your department or your area of responsibility. Today I ask every manager I run across, and I ask them, how often do you go to where the bullets are flying? And most of the time I get the strangest looks because the majority of those managers have no clue as to what I'm talking about. I explain the Patton story and point out exactly where the bullets are flying in their organization or where they are in their department or the rest of the company. See, in war, the bullets are flying in the front lines. In business, any business, the front lines are where the employees and the customers meet every day. But it's not exclusive to that. They meet at your organization's front counter, at the end of a telephone headset, at a visit to your website, on your website, or a site visit to your location. And of course, through Twitter tweets and Facebook postings and Vine videos and Pinterest pins and Instagram Instas, really anywhere. Anywhere those stakeholders interact is your front line. It's where the, and it's not just the internal versus, or not versus, but internal, external, no, it's internal, department. Shipping needs something from accounting. Accounting needs something from the warehouse. Warehouse needs something from the IT department, and so on and so on. Those are the front lines. And if you don't think that that's wrong, I mean, if you think that's wrong, well, guess what? You're wrong. Really take a step back and look at the bigger picture. Remember, the only way to get a true 360-degree view of how the war is going in your organization is to get out from behind your desk or your cubicle, grab your battle gear, and venture out there. Put your helmet, take your pen, take your paper, that's your rifle and your magazines. There you go. Move out. Now, originally, I was going to write this book for managers and leaders in government, state government, local government, federal government. That was where I was aiming at. However, as a recovering bureaucrat, I see the need in the private sector as well. As a result, it's taken me a little longer than expected to write the book. I've made adjustments here and there to ensure that both private and public sector bases are covered. And for the most part, this has definitely been a labor of love in that it's taken quite a while to get there, but the journey has opened my eyes to see things and do things in an entirely different way. See, as a member of the United States Army, I was trained to lead by example. As an infantryman, I was trained to lead from the front. Now, as a veteran, it's my turn to teach others to lead by example, to be leaders, and to be the ones out front. Knowing that we need to get out there is essential to becoming a great leader. Not merely a mediocre manager, but a great leader. We have no choice. We need to get out among the employees and get to know them. It really is that simple, folks. However, over the years, while seeking more information on the topic of walking around and getting to know employees, I found that many leaders, authors, and business communicators barely touch on the subject. All of them leave the reader or listener with the feeling that you should already know how to do this. It was as though you're expected to automatically know how to walk among the employees. And you're expected to know this just magically through divine intervention. It's handed to you the moment you receive the title of manager. How are you expected to know this truly is beyond me. Lacking any guide, I set out to create one myself and wrote these 20 rules into a book so I can say you have permission to go out there and do it, and if you need a guide, here it is. I call them rules, but it's a guide. See, over 25 plus years, when I saw massive changes take place in the private and public sectors because of either of change in the corporate culture or the economy dictating the direction a company takes or military downsizing, there were many great individuals who, due to lack of direction or true leadership, found themselves needing something or someone to refocus on. And that's where, as a leader, you have to step up. Take a stand and say to those on the front lines that no matter what is happening all around them, they still need a leader. They need a leader to show them and tell them that they are not only appreciated, but that someone has their back. As leaders, it serves the organization the most when we can rally the troops, and we can rally them enough that walking through fire becomes the norm and not the exception. That's why I wrote this book, because once the dust is settled, the true leaders will be the ones who take the organizations to the next chapter in their history. Thus, I present to you The Walking Leader, a collection of 20 rules you can follow to help you lead from the front and make you a stronger and well-rounded asset to your organization, group, department, or team. The Walking Leader is designed to be implemented by anyone, whether you're in a management position or not. It doesn't matter, anyone and everyone. The Walking Leader is for you. If you want to better understand what the entire organization is doing and how acquiring this knowledge can help make you a stronger leader, well, this is it. Leaders, remember, can come from any location or position within the company. So why not become your organization's next leader? A strong, empowered, and informed leader. That's it, folks. That's the introduction. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm trying to tell people about and show them that, hey, you know what you're supposed to do, but if you need a little guidance, here's the guide. Here's something to help you. Now, when the time comes to get out there, you're prepared. Read the book first, go through it, and then kind of take what you need, and then get your gear on and get out there. Or you can do it as you go along. There's no rule that says you have to read my book first and then get out there. I recommend it to give you an idea of what to expect and what to do. But by the same token, I also expect you and your manager and your organization's leadership and the people that hired you also expect you to get out there, do your work. Obviously, that's what you're hired to do, but get out there, interact, network, don't smooze, don't do that. Please, whatever you do, don't do that. Refrain from doing that, because again, that's going to get you nowhere. That's going to make you, well, inauthentic. People are going to question how genuine you are in what you're doing. Don't do that. Don't go smoozing, because that's not what any of this is about. That's what none of this is about. None of this is about smoozing. What it is about networking. It's about communicating. It's about going out there and authentically shaking somebody's hand and saying, hey, how are you? How's it going? What's going on? Talk to me. I'm here to help. If you need anything, give me a holler. Give one of my guys, my gals, somebody in my group a holler, and we'll see what we can do to work things out and make things run a little smoother, a little bit more effective and efficient, because that's the bottom line. If you can do something today that's going to make somebody else's life a little bit easier, work life a little bit easier, well, guess what? You're also affecting their personal life, and you're going to make their personal life a little bit easier. And guess what? Once you start hitting home, then people are going to remember you. Just like that boss that one day, if you have not been fired, you're going to be fired one day. We've all been fired at least once. There's going to come a day when that boss is going to become the negative impact on your life. But by the same token, you can become that boss, that leader that has a positive impact on your life. And I've had a couple, not a lot. I'd rather would have a lot to make positive impacts. But you know what? Ultimately, I think they all do. They all really do. It's just the way we deal with it and how we begin our lives with it, and what we do and what the takeaway is after the negative has happened. You know, if we grow from it, we're much better people. If we sit there and stew about it and let it fester and it just becomes ugly, then guess what? It becomes ugly, and that's not a good thing. To sum it up, that's The Walking Leader. That's why I wrote it. That's what was going on in my mind at the time that I was writing the book. And now we're in podcast form. So next episode, episode 3, we're going to talk about rule number 2, do it all the time. And again, as always, I thank you for listening, and have a good one. We'll see you next week.